All right, give me a second, Robert. I'm working on getting you a
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm hearing you out there. And I'll be honest with you. I'm giving you a lot more chance than a lot of these other guys that's ever called me, so I'm giving you a shot.
Hi, Robert. Robert, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. Eric wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service,
and
answer all of your questions.
Question, now that we're getting into this a little bit, who are you guys? What is it? Who are you?
So we're local Splash. Of course, we're not Google. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they tend to just be telling stories. Google does make these calls to business owners, but it's only if they have more than 100 locations or more, kind of the regional or nationwide chains. I'm going to send you a text message. It's got more information about everything that we're going to go over here. So the website is localsplash.com. I'm going to send you a link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/pricing. But Eric was actually requesting that I apply a couple of different rates here. I mean, you don't have a website, but we can build a website for you. And it's all about getting your phone ringing, getting more phone calls coming directly to you. People won't even need to know the name of your company, but they'll be able to find you when they do a search on Google or Bing. You'll have Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook, even Facebook paid ads as well. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, obviously we want to make sure you're on the first page of Google and Bing and getting those phone calls. We do know that a website is going to mean more phone calls, also a higher quality call. Someone calling you after seeing your website, someone that took their time to take a look at your photos, learn about your business, they're calling because they want to hire you. Now, if you travel a little bit for the right job, I'm recommending the platinum package, but it's not going to be the $599 that you would see if you open it sent out to you. You'd be looking at $299.00. It bills once a month for that $299. So it's 50% off the normal cost of the service.
Okay.
That package comes with a landing page, but I've already made a request, and I should go back in a minute or so to my supervisor requesting a website upgrade, not just a one-page landing page, but a fully custom website, multiple pages, multiple tabs. Of course, that gives us more opportunity to really present your business to the public, more opportunities and reasons for them to pick up the phone and call you. I'm actually requesting if we can include that website at no additional cost. And, of course, everything's done on a month-to-month basis. So do you still have the domain, lambertpaving.net? It's just not an active website anymore?
I believe we do, yeah.
Okay. We can use that existing domain and build out an entirely new website for you. Now, I did send you a link. I don't know if you're able to put me on speakerphone and open it up, but it's an SMS for the computer, or it's just like a text. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence. In big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Okay. Well, I'm on Lambert Paving. Is that where you want me to go here?
Oh, well, the link that I sent out to you is the pricing page to our website. I wanted to kind of walk you through our company and our services. Like I said, it's a month-to-month service. We've been doing this since 2004, more than 21 years of industry experience. I've been with the company myself for almost 13 years. We are a Google Premier partner, and that means we get our training and our updates directly from Google. If they make changes to their map or path algorithm, they'll share those changes with us ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. Right on the link that I sent out to you, there's a badge of authenticity.
So where do I find this link at? Where's the link at you just sent me?
I texted it to you. It's 90.
Okay, hold on. Let me look right here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, you texted it to my cell phone?
908-482-1035.
Yeah, that's my cell phone. That's my everything.
Okay, yeah. You should have it.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Absolutely, no problem.
Local Splash, here it is.
Okay. So, like I said, obviously it's all about getting you found online. You know, someone who doesn't know who to call, and for most of us, that's, you know, depending on what it is, we don't know who to call. We might even ask our dad, our friends, and nobody has anybody we should call, so then we Google it. Or even if they tell us, oh, well, this is who I worked with, see if you can find their number, and then we're going to Google it, right? And then we're going to
You know, in the same situation, you get distracted by someone who is on that first page. So even when you're getting people recommending you to your business, you don't right now have the online presence that's getting that person to follow through to call you directly. And especially for the people who don't know who to call and they're just going to type in the keywords related really to any of the services that you provide, you know, having a website that talks about your company and your services, being on that first page in that local map, that's actually where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. It really is where most of us go when we don't know who to call. And, of course, every new customer that finds you there is someone who can use your services again down the road for a different project. They can recommend you to their friends. Now, for your services...
So let me ask, just out of curiosity.
Uh-huh.
So where is this covering? Where are they seeing this? Where are they seeing
Great question.
You at?
So, you know, they don't need to know the name of your company. They don't have to go on our website. They don't have to go on any specific directory. But if they go on Google, if they go on Bing, which is, you know, the other major search engine, there are some others that don't really get much traffic, but between Google, which is about 80%, and Bing, which is almost 10%, you know, you've got pretty much everything covered. So they're just going to go like anyone else would and type in what they're looking for. They might type in paving contractor near me or residential driveway installation or whatever they might type in. I mean, as long as it's a service that you want to be found for, we'll make sure that your business pops up. And, of course, you'll just get more phone calls. So, again, as long as they're in your service area, they can find you. And for your service area, we don't draw a big circle around you. So we can go, you know, farther in this direction versus that direction, get to the city you want to travel to. If there are places you really don't want to go, even if they're close to home, you can tell us that too, and we wouldn't run your ads there. So we can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, a couple of minutes ago, I actually did get a response back from my supervisor saying that we would be able to include that website, not just a one-page landing page, but a custom website. We can have multiple pages for all of the different services you provide. Of course, put the before and after photos on there. The initial construction of the website will be included. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website will be included as well. So, you know, everything's really included. There's not any hidden taxes or fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. Of course, you're not paying for leads because the calls come directly to you. That means you're also not chasing down the same potential customer that your competitors are chasing down. You're not trying to call someone who might not even answer the phone because they already, you know, signed something up with your competition. So I think with any lead-based service, whether it's Thumbtack, Angie's, Home Advisor, the hardest part is just getting someone on the phone who's actually interested in more than just an estimate. But when you're getting calls directly to you, I mean, that kind of takes that part of it out of the equation. And again, like I said, it will be someone who will have most likely looked at your website. They saw something that they liked, and that's why they're calling you.
Okay. So how long would it take you to build a website?
That's a great question. They want us to say 7 to 14 business days. But like I said, I've been with the company almost 13 years. April 17th will be 13 years. And I know from experience that it's usually about 7 days. You know, if you can get us the photos, and in fact, we could get started with like stock photos, the maintenance and updating of the website is included anyway. So we can always make changes down the road to the website. You'll, of course, have approval. You can actually, if you wanted to, make changes to the website on your own. You'll have access to a website editor tool. But if you just want us to take care of everything, that's fine, too. Either way, there's no cost for it. And like I said, it takes about 7 days. Your Facebook ads, those are going to be attached and up and running as soon as your website's done. So, again, about another 7 days. In that first week, you'll have a website. You'll have Facebook ads. Even if people are not finding you when they do a search on Google, because getting verified might take 5 to 10 business days. But if they do a search, then they're going to see your ads. They're your ads that will run for you. And, again, they're included. There's no cost for that. You're not paying per click. It is included and budgeted in that $2.99. But if you probably at least heard or maybe experienced it yourself, someone who goes on Google, they're doing a search for something, the next thing you know, that thing's popping up on their Facebook page. And it's not like a coincidence, of course, it's targeted marketing. retargeting someone who we know is in the area already looking for those particular things, in this case services that you provide, that means just another great way for us to get your website out there in front of more people and, of course, give them the good and compelling reasons why they should pick up the phone to call you. And like I said, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, it is a flat rate. The reduced rate is actually $300 or a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it's a fixed rate. So no matter how long you keep the service, it would never be $599. It would only ever be exactly $299, and that would be with the website included.
Okay. This doesn't sound bad. It sounds real. I have another question for you. Can I change areas as I'm working in different areas?
So, I mean, how far do you typically travel? How far do you typically want to travel? Or
I will travel wherever the jobs come in at. Now,
okay.
I have customers in upstate New York.
Got it. Okay.
I have customers in Jersey City. They own.
I see.
I have customers in Bud Lake area. Mm-hmm. I have customers. I'm down in Florida right now doing a job. So.
Right. So the beauty of that is, especially since it's a comprehensive package of both search engine optimization and social media, not only can we target specific cities and zip codes in your typical service area, we can move those things around. If there is somewhere that you want to be found that you weren't being listed for before, we can start running those ads there. That would help to get those people in the area to know that you're in that area providing services, and again, more phone calls and more jobs coming your way.
Right. Hold on 1 second. What's going on? Yeah. Okay. So let's say we wanted to go forward this. What do I have to do?
So the next step would be to schedule.
I'm that time of year. All but me being down here doing a couple little jobs, I'm not doing any money. So
I hear you. No, you're absolutely right. Well, for sure, the businesses that are on the first page for their services, they don't see as much of a slowdown because there's usually someone who wants to get some type of work done, and if you're one of those options in that moment when that person is looking for you, you can still get those calls and still get those jobs. And, of course, as the weather warms up, then obviously people are going to start looking for things. And if they do their tax return, they get a refund, they're going to start looking to you know, get that project started that they've been thinking about for a long time. So we would get you through to what's called a client interview technician for exactly what it sounds like, a client interview. We're going to talk to you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, or slogan, a tagline, what's unique about your business. If you want us to tell everybody that you're trustworthy, knowledgeable, client satisfaction, job one, what have you, of course, that's going to help us to build out that content. We can use existing photos, and as I mentioned, since the maintenance and updates included, as we send you jobs, you can take more photos. We can continue to add those photos. There's never any additional cost for that. So, like I said, once we've got that information, it takes us about 7 to maybe 10 days to build out your website, get the ads up and running, and that's going to get your phone ringing. And that's really, at that point, all that we ask of you. I mean, in fact, because I'm a part of a Google partnership, we have to read a voice verification, which really is like a verbal agreement, just letting you know what we're services that we're providing. That the service is month to month, that we're going to do a website, that you're going to get those phone calls, but part of it is that we ask that you are responsive to those phone calls, because our job is to get your phone ringing, but you have to answer the phone. You have to talk to those people. And like I said,
That's not an issue whatsoever, talking to someone. That's definitely not a problem. I talk to them every day.
I always hear that, and I always believe people. And then, you know, the next day or later that afternoon, I try to call them, and it goes to mailbox full or mailbox not even set up. And I'm
the only time I don't answer the phone because I do my own work.
Exactly. That's okay. So, I mean, part of that is that you're receptive and responsive within 48 hours of the phone calls that come from us, the phone calls that come from your customers.
48 hours is usually a problem, right, yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. So after that, you know,
You have access to the client dashboard. It's 24/7, and the reports update several times throughout the day, so it's almost real-time reporting. And it's really up to you how often you want to go in there and start looking at things. If you want to make changes to the website yourself, you'll have access to do that. If you just want to say, here's a couple of photos of the job I just did, can you add them to the website? Just email them out to us, and we'll take care of the rest. You don't have to do anything else, really.
It actually sounds pretty good. I like to give it a try, to be honest with you.
So,
now, I have a quick question for you. I'm
course,
in Florida
yeah.
right now. Can you do something down here with me while I'm down here?
Well, how long are you going to be down there?
I'm probably down here until the end of March.
Well, the end of March, yeah. So we can definitely do that. I mean, we are obviously going to set things up with your home base, right? Because that's
No, that's what I don't, you know, I have property down here, so I have an address down here, but I want everything to be based out of Bud Lake. I want Bud Lake
yeah.
to be the main deal.
Right, and that's kind of why we're calling. But absolutely, we can run ads there. If you're going to be there, once your website is up and running, we can run the ads there as well.
All right. Yeah, yeah. So this doesn't sound bad. It's only a few $100 to get it started?
It is. Actually, what I can do here is waive the initial setup fee. I don't know if you ever did open up the link that I sent out to you, but everything has normally a $299 setup fee. But to be honest with you, as a pricing director, not only am I allowed, I'm actually encouraged to make our services affordable, because once we get things going, our clients love it. Nobody cancels on profit. They keep the service long-term, so it makes sense for everybody. So I want to make this affordable for you.
I'm looking for long-term. I'm not looking for no nonsense where I want to give it up.
I want
something that works.
That's what we're looking for, too. You know, we really have been doing this for a long time because we provide a fair price for a quality service. Like I said, I've been with the company for almost 15 years.
Are you guys out of bed in New Jersey? That's where the telephone number showed.
So the reason you're seeing that, again, it comes back to the voice verification that I was mentioning earlier. Because we're a Google partner, if you agree to move forward, we have to read the voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. So for that to happen, all of our calls are generated outbound through the computer. It's called Voice over Internet Protocol. And what it does is it grabs a phone number that it thinks is local to the person that we're calling. Meaning if you had
a phone number, let's say
you used to live in Las Vegas, you had a 702 area code, now you moved to wherever, you still have that same phone number, it's going to grab a number that it thinks is local to you, which would be another 702 area code.
All right, so once again, what does it cost to get this going?
So let me take a look at a couple of things here, because, you know, obviously, you know, that $299 setup fee is designed to help us offset the cost of creating all the content necessary to get you on that first page. If I waive that setup fee, though, and reduce the overall cost from $599 down to $299, you'd be saving $599 in your first month. And that's kind of like getting the first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it would actually be better than that, because the next month when you want to keep the service because your phone's ringing, it would still be $299. It wouldn't go up to that $599. So I already did get approval for the website to be included. It's the platinum package that comes with a landing page, but now we've upgraded that to a custom website. But if I waive the setup fee and drop it to $299, it would be $299 as an out-the-door cost. That would be your recurring monthly. Again, it's fixed. There's no hidden taxes or fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
All right. Let's go ahead and do it. I'm going to try you out.
So is it Lambert Paving? That's how you want the business to be branded?
Yeah, Lambert Paving, yes.
No Inc. Co.'s or LLC's. I did see an address.
You can put an LLC on there. Yeah, you have LLC.
Do you want to sue? I mean, it's totally okay. I think it's a smart choice. It lets people know, of course, that you're a professional, reputable company. I did also see a physical address, but it's probably not an address you would want the public to know about. Correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, meaning you go to the customer. Obviously, you know, you have to do the work wherever they are located, but there's no showroom or physical location that you would want the public to know about. So the 15 Woodcrest Avenue, is that your residence?
That's my home, yeah.
It is, okay. So Google doesn't want to put that address online. Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. They know most service-based businesses are run out of the truck, run from the home, and they don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would.
especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll be listed Bud Lake, not even that 07828 zip code, but then, of course, we can target really anywhere in your service area. Now, Eric did not get your last name. I'm going to take a stab at it. Is it the same as the business name, Lambert?
Yes. Yep.
I never do want to assume, but in this case, I had a good feeling about
that's
it.
That's fine. Whatever you got to do. That's it.
And then
you can assume all day long. I care less. I'm not.
Email address from you, but it doesn't have to be a business email if you don't have one. The email address
You have one?
Okay, that's perfect. What is the business email?
It's Lambert Paving.
Mm-hmm.
LP83.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
That's perfect. So very close match to the actual business name. We'll definitely be able to put that physically on your email, on your website, I should say. Most of the time, you're just going to get phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, but if they fill out the contact form, you're going to get emails to that email address. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll take a look here at that client interview calendar. Oh, one other thing I wanted to do here before I forget. I wanted to add a little bit of extra protection here on the account, another layer of security. In fact, it's a security question, meaning if anyone were to call us, tell us that they're with Lambert Paving LLC, even if it's you, and we recognize your voice, we might still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. More importantly, if anyone calls you, if they identify themselves as Google, or even if they identify themselves as Local Splash, they would know that information. And if they can't give it to you basically immediately, you shouldn't speak with them. And then, Robert, if anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that's not us. You wouldn't want to speak with them. Again, like I said, it's exactly $2.99. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Milford, M-I-L-F-O-R-D.
I have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then, like I said, with the website included, with the setup fee waived, and then with that reduced rate of just $2.99, that's the out-the-door cost. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Amex. American Express.
Oh, Amex. Is it your name first and last on the card, or any middle initial, the business name?
It is Robert A. Lambert, Lambert Paving LLC.
Okay, gotcha. And then an Amex should start with a 3. They all do. If you want to go ahead and read that, I'll read it back at the end for accuracy.
3716.
Mm-hmm.
740.
Yes, sir.
832.
Okay.
22003.
And then the expiration month and year?
0830.
08 of 2030. And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
Where are we at here? 0752. Yep.
0752. 0752 on the back. I've got August or 08 of 2030 for the expiration date. And then the card itself, was it 3716-740-083? 083. Hang on. I've got.
Hold on one second. Let me help you out here a second. It is 7316-740-832-22003.
22003. Yeah, they don't let me put any spaces, and it all kind of blurs together sometimes.
No. Well, no, there's a space between the 6 and 7 and 2 and 2.
Gotcha. Okay. So 3716-740-832-22003. And that same billing zip code, that same address, the 08-07828. Okay. So, now, like I said, I do need to read the voice verification actually before I can process that payment. I have to read the voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. Okay. It's actually pretty straightforward. I'll get through as quick as I can without being rude. I have it pulled up. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Robert. This part of the call will will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Lambert Paving LLC.
And that is how I have that, exactly, with the LLC. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Robert Lambert, owner.
And Mr. Lambert, as the owner of Lambert Paving LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yep.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information, that Amex you provided with your name and the company name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes, I'm the owner, yes.
Of course, of course. You make all the decisions for your company, right?
Well, me and my son, but yeah.
Okay, but you are authorized to make this decision.
Yeah, oh, I'm more than authorized, yeah.
I can imagine. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you're actively involved, is what I was saying before. You have to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from the potential customers. And, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash, excuse me, as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is a month-to-month, but we just want to make sure that, you know, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to, but with all the content that we're creating for your business, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing. And
you
then
know,
equally...
let's put it this way. If you're doing the right job and I got calls coming in, I don't need anybody else. That's what I'm looking for.
That's exactly what I'm hoping for, too, and that's the answer that I prefer. It's not an exclusivity clause, but, you know, we just want to make sure that your information online is accurate. That's the whole thing. We do what's called the NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. Of course, we're the ones to build that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears since the customers do not come to you. Now, like I said, it is a reduced rate. We're waiving your setup fee. With that being said, this next part reads as follows. Your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 14th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So there's no hidden taxes or fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google and Bing, all the additional relevant directories. Facebook ads are included. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That fully custom website is included at no additional cost. Now, I'm looking at the client interview calendar. I'm hoping there's something that would be available today. We typically do our client interviews first day, second day, third day. So if we get it done today or tomorrow, that's definitely going to expedite things. They do want me to say within the first 5 to 7 business days, that's when your tracking system is active, your dashboard is there, because that's when all of the directory submissions will have been created and submitted. Again, your website, they want us to say 7 to 14 days. My experience, 7 to 10 days. And your Facebook ads are really just waiting for the website to be completed for those to be up and running. And then, of course, you know, your listings begin to appear, rankings increase over time. The second month is even better, so days 45 through 60, that's when everything's firing on all cylinders. Whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we will continue to provide updates, reporting, blog posts when necessary, and, of course, customer support. Now, of course, with any form of advertising, we want you to give it a chance, and it seems like you're going to. You know, obviously, we have to get everything set up, but you can stop at any time. It's month to month. Recurring billing, like I said, is going
to
be on the...
I'm going to say this. I've had guys offer to build me websites before, and I've gone with them.
Uh-huh.
And never did anything worth a plug nickel. Never did anything, and then afterwards, it was this. I'm taking your word that this is like 7, no more than 10 days. I've got a full website that's worth looking at, worth dealing with, and something worthwhile.
You'll see it, and you'll love it. You'll absolutely see it.
So I've got to see that. If I don't see that, this will not last long. I'm letting you know right now. I'm being up front with you.
We can appreciate that. And you can discontinue your agreement at any time. You can pause it also.
But the trouble is, I don't want to.
I know you don't.
I have a working thing here, so.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So, I mean, give it the opportunity to see it work. My clients that give it 2 or 3 months, that's when it's really firing at its best. Obviously, we're moving into the season where you want to be on there and getting out of the
And
season.
I can listen, I don't mind giving it to 2 or 3 months, but I do want to see a website within 10 days. I'm just letting
that,
you know that.
That's what I'm telling you. You know, that website's usually right up and running. Any photos you can send our way, I'm going to pull up that
client
interview
calendar.
I've
got photos for you. I just need to talk to someone in order to know where to put them.
That's perfect. But like I said, you can discontinue at any time. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on. All that we request to prevent the charge of the following month is that you contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing
date.
I'm not worried about
a couple $100. What I'm worried about is not seeing any results.
No, I hear you. Absolutely. So you understand you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms, right?
Yeah, yes, I do.
Okay, so I'm going to pull up your client interview calendar here. We try to do our client interviews the same day, which sends me towards the end
of the
day.
I'll do it right now if you want it. I've got time right this minute. I'll do it right now, whatever
okay.
you want.
Okay. It looks like, wow, okay. So we have tomorrow, and we've got 3 different options here for you. It looks like we've got 5 o'clock is the first one. There's a 5:30 and a 6 o'clock.
At night or in the morning?
That's at night, yeah. 5 o'clock at night, 5:30 or 6 o'clock.
All right, let's do 6.
6. So it's going to be scheduled from 6 until 7. The call
yeah.
should get to you pretty close to 6, if not within a few minutes of 6. At 5 o'clock, you'll get a reminder email that the call
Very
is scheduled
good.
At 6.
Right.
Yeah, you'll get a reminder email, and I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just for your records. You don't really need to respond to it. Now, you're going to get a couple of different emails here. One is going to be your welcome email. It's important not just because it has our client support information. Most of our emails do. In fact, I can give it to you right now, the support information. But once you receive your welcome email, it's going to have your login credentials. You don't really need to worry about that because once your tracking system is fully activated, we're going to email and text you a reminder that it's open and activated, and it will have your login credentials on there as well. You'll also, in a minute or so, receive an email that's going to say something like action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You don't have to send everything, so don't worry if you don't have everything, but anything you send our way helps us. So it could be photos of tools or equipment, photo of your service vehicle. There's no real workplace since you work from home. Just wherever you park it in your driveway is fine for that one. If you've got a business card or anything like that. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. So you can send us that information as well. Now, there is one email that you have already received, and I did want you to open it up. It's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. You got it by email. It also should have generated a text message. But if you open it up, it's gonna say, hello, Robert. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then a couple of sentences down, but still in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. I just gotta find it. Local Splash, there it is. Initial invoice?
Yeah, the initial invoice. That's the right one. If you click on the two words, click here, it's hyperlinked to the terms of experience, which is everything we just went over in the voice verification. You can scroll through the blue field. Obviously, Google is going to be our main focus, but 1 out of 10 people will find you on Bing, so we're going to make sure you are there. And then, of course, the website's included, et cetera. You'll see towards the bottom, there's 3 boxes. We want you to check all of them, Robert. One that you agreed to allow us to send SMS or text messages. One that you certify you're the authorized holder of the card, and the other that you acknowledge the payments are automatic. But once you've got all 3 boxes checked, you can copy and paste or type in. It does have to have the middle initial of A, but there's no punctuation. There's not a period after it. And if you want to go case-sensitive, at least the R should be capitalized. But if you want to capitalize the R, the A, and the L, once you have an exact match of your name there, click the confirm signature, and that sets the wheels in motion. So it allows us to do the initial MapW audit to make sure any information that's out there is accurate. And, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that we are excluding the website, et cetera. Now, If it takes you to the next screen, if it asks you to log in, you can actually stop right there. Our automated system will be thinking that your tracking system is already active, which it's not. We have to do your client interview first. But like I said, your login credentials are going to be on your welcome email. If I refresh my system, I can see if that welcome email has already been sent. But just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm just backing into a trailer. Give me a minute.
I can hear it, yeah. Take your time, be safe.
Okay, one second, please. Am I good? Awesome. Let's see what I got here. Okay. All right, what do you want me to do now?
There's three boxes.
Dashboard,
yeah,
is that what I want?
Yeah, well, no, it's above the dashboard part. So where it says click here, the two words that say click here, click on those two words.
Okay, wait a second. I'm all screwed up now.
You might have opened a different one because that was the second go, the only one you got, but the other one's caught up. You got the welcome email I mentioned. You got the action needed one. But the one that I wanted you to see is the one that says local splash initial invoice.
Okay, well, that's the one I just done. Hold on one second. I screwed it up or something. Okay, there it is. There's the initial invoice. Where do you want me to do now?
Just above the graphic towards the bottom of the body of it where it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on those two words, click here.
Okay, access your dashboard. I don't see, please click here.
So it says, hello, Robert.
Click here, I got it.
Okay, so click on it. It takes you to the terms of experience. Scroll through the blue field, or it starts as a blue field if you want. But then the three boxes we need you to check, with the one that you'll let us send SMS messages, the one that you authorize that you're the holder, or you certify you're the authorized holder, and the other that you acknowledge the payments are recurring. Do I still have your illusion? I think I lost you. I have to call you back.